Once a fortnight, Senior Sergeant Simon Baxter from WA Police comes in the studio to take your calls. It can be about something you've seen on our roads, a road rule you might need clarified, perhaps something has happened to you that you would like Simon to address. Simon, good afternoon to you.
Jeff, great to be back again.
Very nice to have you here. Hey, we've received this from an Uber driver. Can you tell me what you think of it? Dear Jeff, I was pulled over by police for a routine traffic check recently and was informed by the policeman that my driver's license had been suspended for speeding fines. I had not received any fines to my knowledge. I investigated and learned that two strangers had received speeding fines. They'd paid the fines, but they used my license details in the process. The combined points they accumulated with the fines is what led to the suspension. One of the strangers was apparently doing 180 kilometres an hour and got 6 demerit points in one go. When I raised the issue with licensing, they then reimbursed all my points. Simon, is this unknown to you or unusual?
No, it's not unusual and it's not uncommon. And what it really, really highlights is you really need to look after your identity papers, and people can so easily grab your details. If you leave them lying around, or if you fill out a form, it can even happen from someone actually stealing your mail out of your mailbox. Someone gets your identity and it's quite simple. They know your address, they know your date of birth, they know your full name.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And then is it incumbent on you to go to licensing to say, hey, that's not me?
Look, absolutely it is. It's incumbent on the person who's got it. It's all to do with the onerous legislation. So if we break this down into a small parcels, what we're looking at is someone's incurred a speeding fine and that fine has gone out to someone who owns that car.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's if it's a speed camera or a red light camera,
yeah,
we don't know who the driver is. So it goes out to the owner of the car. It's then up to that person to fill out the form and
yeah,
nominate someone else. And that's where it falls down a little bit, is where you need to protect your identity. Because if someone knows your full details, they can then endorse you as the driver and then you get the fine.
So what would your advice be to someone like this Uber driver to just be very diligent about your record, so you know when there might be these little sudden movements that you then have to go to licensing and say, it's not me?
Yeah, look, most of these fines end up going to the Fines Enforcement Registry, at which point they then start sending out notices. So what's occurred in his case, and putting the 180 kilometres an hour to one side, because that wouldn't be a fine, that would be a court appearance.
Yes.
So what we're looking at is someone that's got his details, that's been able to put his details in and have the fine sent to that address with his details. So somewhere along the line, someone has got his details. Now, what you can do is keep checking your license and make sure that your address with the Department of Transport is up to date, because as soon as it's up to date with them, it's up to date with us.